though Everton have confirmed that one of their great servants of the last couple of decades is leaving. Phil Jagielka has made in excess of 350 appearances for the Blues. He's been there 12 years, but unfortunately for him, when his contract expires this month, he will also leave Everton. And, well, what a career it has been for him. Maybe not delivering in terms of trophies, but in terms of heart and performances on the pitch, he has certainly been someone that every Blue can look up to. So let's have a chat about this now. Sarah Halpin from the Blue Room joins me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt, and congratulations to yourself. Well, you lifting the trophy with Tranmere made up for you, mate.
It was quite a day. It really was. Let's talk about the Blues, though, and I think it's a bit of a sad moment, isn't it? I don't think many people expected Phil Jagielka to be staying on at Everton past this season, but when that moment comes and you finally find out that he is going to be going, you kind of think, oh, that is sad because he has been a real servant.
Yeah, I do. You know, as you said, I think a lot of us kind of expected this to happen. I mean, he's 36 years of age. There was a moment as well, you know, he ended up scoring the winning goal against Arsenal, you know, towards the end of the season. And it felt really fitting that he got to come on and do that. And the last game of the season, it seemed like there might have been a bit of a farewell. So, yeah, I guess we did see it coming. But of course, it is a sad time. I mean, for me especially, I feel like Jags, the age I am, he's just been there for almost as long as I can remember going the game, you know, and it is a sad day. He's been a great captain, as you said. Of course, it'll always be. It's a massive shame that he never won any silverware with Everton. I think maybe we would have done had he not missed that final in 2009 through injury, actually, and it was his penalty, remember, that got us there. But, yeah, he'll always be very well loved and very well remembered amongst Evertonians. He's such a gent, such a, you know, a proper footballer, a proper bloke, and someone, a character that's going to be greatly missed around the place.
Is it the right time for him to go?
Do you know what? I think, if I'm to be totally honest with you, he could still do the odd job if he was, you know, he's not a bad person to have around the place in terms of, you know, captain off the pitch as well, sort of thing, and he's got all that experience, and I think he could still do the odd job in terms of coming on for the odd game here and there, as we saw him do towards the end of the season, and he's still capable of performing to a decent level. But I think, you know, we'd see that those performances and appearances would be getting very few and far between. I don't know what the plans are for Jags. I think he probably still would have quite liked to have stayed on at Everton. I think he loves the club, but you never know. I mean, Sheffield United have obviously been promoted. Would he consider going there and, you know, getting even more Premier League appearances under his belt and going back to a former club? And, you know, maybe this does feel like a suiting time, because he had a decent season, as I said, getting towards the end and getting that winning goal against Arsenal at Goodison Park. You know, when Goodison picked up really towards the end of the season as well. So I'm glad that we finished the season strong and that he got a few personal achievements in there as well. So yeah, maybe it is the right time, but I still think he's that much of a quality player. He could probably still offer something in the Premier League, but Everton are looking to move forward and strengthen. And he is 36 years of age, as we said. So yeah, I'm not too surprised, but very sad, yeah.
It's Radio City Talk. Sarah Halpin from the Blue Room joining me to reflect on Phil Jagielka and his Everton career. Now, as you mentioned, you've kind of grown up watching Phil Jagielka as an Everton player. He's been there since 2007 and the David Moyes era. He was a huge part in that. Is he the best defender Everton have had, centre-half, in the Premier League era?
I'd certainly say he's got to be right up there in terms of, you know, when we've got to remember as well, and as I've just said there, he's 36 and he's still turning out performances. But yeah, he's such a leader. He's been such a proper footballer. And when I say that, you know, I think of some of the nonsense that you see go on now. And Jags has always been a proper footballer. We've had some very good centre halves in the Premier League era. But yeah, I would be tempted to say that Jagielka is up there. I remember when we had Jags and Lescott as our centre-half pairing, I think we probably for a few years, and, you know, Leighton Baines down the left as well, and Coleman, I think we probably have one of the best defences in the Premier League for a while there. So yeah, he's certainly somebody for me in my generation that will always be one of the best for me.
I'm trying to think of some of the other players that maybe run him close in terms of ability, not necessarily longevity from that Everton team. going back to when the Premier League started. And there aren't many. They've had some good defenders, but maybe none who have put it in consistently. I'm looking at the likes of Marco Materazzi and players like that.
Materazzi. Yeah. Tell you what, I wish he was still, you know, he'd have stayed on a little bit longer. But no, Jags, as I say, Lescott as well, they were absolutely solid. But yeah, even the likes of, you know, Stubbsy and David Weir and people like that. But for me, out of the centre half you've grown up on, you know, that said, I think we've got some very decent ones at the club now. Hopefully one will stay in Kurt Zouma. Michael Keane's done very well as well. But yeah, he'll always be one of the best. And I think, you know, Jags has been such a loyal servant to Everton as well, because, you know, we must remember they're constantly being linked with the likes of moves to Arsenal, Manchester United. He could have probably gone anywhere in his prime. And no, he stayed at Everton and really gave us the best years of his career. And I think, you know, we'll always be very grateful to him for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. He has been a real star. Looking at the squad for next season then, and obviously it's not going to have Phil Jagielka in, so possibly a backup centre-half needed, or even a first-choice centre-half, depending on what happens with Kurt Zouma. The other speculation has been around Andre Gomez.
Yes. So, of course, as you know, West Ham have been putting in a couple of bids. I think, was it 20 million, and then maybe a slightly improved bid as well. But there's rumblings that sort of suggest that he would prefer a move to Everton, and that's hardly surprising given some of the things that he's been putting out off his own social media accounts and stuff. Very, very cryptic and kind of, you know, I think I've referred to it before, like posts of like him in Liverpool saying, "I love where I live" and stuff like that. And you're thinking, come on, Andre, what's going on here, mate? But I think we should secure his signature. I think, given what we've seen of him last season, and, you know, I know he dropped off at Barcelona, but, you know, the like how he used to be at Valencia and stuff like that, I think he is an absolutely top quality player. He's got a touch of class about him, and he should be one that we're desperately looking to secure. And if I'm honest with you, I do feel quite confident that it will be Everton that he'll be playing on. That's just what my gut tells me. I think the club suits him. He suits the club. So I think, hopefully, we'll cough up the money that Barcelona want for him and see him in royal blue again next season.
He would be a huge, huge coup if they could get that over the line.
Yeah, definitely. As I say, you know, you look at the players that we've brought in over the last season, and Andre Gomez, obviously getting him on loan, it became apparent quite quickly that we all wanted that to be a permanent deal. All the sort of noises that he's making as well suggest that he wants to be here. I think Andre Gomez is somebody very much who is, it's crucial to him that he's in the right place mentally and, you know, emotionally at a football club. And I feel like his mental health and everything else, he seems very happy, very settled at Everton. His style fits the play. He's just such a majestic figure in that midfield. And, you know, the quality and the balls and the passes that he can find, you know, with the likes of Bernard and Richarlison and others in the side, if we can secure Gomez and then add a little bit more quality as well, I think we're building something that looks very, very promising for the years ahead.
And he clearly loves being on Merseyside as well, from what I'm seeing on his social media.
Yeah, this is it. And he's making all the right sort of noises. He's posting things. It's almost like he's just having fun with the fans at this point, because he knows how desperately Evertonians want him to sign. And I think that probably is going to be the final outcome. But at this point now, you just want to start seeing business get done, especially those, because if we know, you know, we're going to have Andre Gomez in the side next season, then of course that will, you know, affect who else we look to bring in as well. So, yeah, hurry up, Andre, and just sign that deal, mate. Come on.
What position do you think is the one that you would like to see strengthened the most?
For me, I think it's got to be a striker. I mean, a right back as well, I think is a pretty important role to sort out. Don't get me wrong, I think Seamus Coleman, particularly towards the end of the season, finished very strongly and looked like he was getting back to more of his best, but he is, you know, aging as well. And I think we need to do, like we did with Bainsey down the left-hand side and replacing him with the exceptional Luca Dean, we need to look to replicate that down the right, as I keep saying. But for me, it's a striker. I think Calvert-Lewin's done very well, and I think he's going to be a quality player. I think he has got attributes in his game that he already shows great quality, but he could do with a top striker coming in, an established striker that we know is guaranteed to score goals, someone with a bit of pace as well, because we don't have that in terms of the centre forward at the moment. I know Cenk Tosun as well, he's out injured now for what could be 6 months, but he wouldn't have made the cut anyway. So yeah, for me, the main position that we need to strengthen is a top striker.
And we will see who Everton do manage to get in that position over the coming weeks. Sarah, thank you for your time. We'll catch up soon.
My pleasure, mate. Speak to you soon.